I'm Antonia, and welcome to Mommy Matters Wind Down Podcast. I believe as mothers, we shouldn't let motherhood stop us from pursuing our dreams, being true to ourselves, and living our best lives. Our journey through motherhood shouldn't be one we're judged on, but instead celebrated and supported. Join me as we wind down and talk about our journeys.
All right, so I am here. Of course, I'm always super excited about my guests. But before we get into, you know, talking about the most, I want to know about you. Who is Dawn?
Yeah, who is Dawn? What a question. So I am a many-layered being. So let's go way back, right? Mm-hmm. I'm from D.C. Mm-hmm. I've lived all around the city, but if I had to claim a quadrant, I'd claim Southeast.
Okay.
Grew up in the city, then moved out to Boston for undergrad, came back to D.C. for law school, and I've really kind of moved in and out of different lives over the past decade. Mm-hmm. So I started my career in Boston in marketing.
Okay.
And I split my time working for UBS Wealth Management and cheerleading for the Celtics.
Nice.
Which sounds like it wouldn't be complimentary, but like they actually worked really well together. Mm-hmm. So my job was to bring in clients. Mm-hmm. And apparently clients love free tickets to Celtics games and meetings with cheerleaders. So I found myself very effective in that role. Then after that, I went to law school. Mm-hmm. And after law school, I did a stint in politics. I worked on the Hill. And then I worked on the Obama campaign in 2012 in Wisconsin. And then came back to D.C., worked on the back end on the business side of major firms. While I was at those firms, I started building real estate on the side. And that was my first kind of foray into entrepreneurship. Mm-hmm. And around 2016, we started coming to, you know, the kind of Trump campaign. Mm-hmm. And, you know, things at the firm started to get a little political.
Yes.
So I made my exit. And that is how I kind of delved in full time into entrepreneurship.
Wow. That's dope, though. You've accomplished a lot.
Aw, thank you.
So you create a solution for what you needed, as well as, you know, every woman out there with curly and textured hair. And you called it The Most. Mm-hmm. What inspired the name and what exactly is The Most?
Yeah, so, you know, after I left the firm, I started, you know, joining these entrepreneurship groups and learning about startups. And all I heard people saying was, you have to find that thing that you are specifically put here to do. And what I realized, I never saw myself as like a beauty person at all. But I really understood the space. I had been watching it. I had my eye on it for years. I really understood the product landscape. And I had just kind of discovered that I had the creative chops to kind of bring a solution to fruition. And so what I realized as I started talking to potential customers was that we were spending a ton of money. Every single one of us was spending hundreds of dollars every month
on
salons, on products, on everything. And what I thought to myself was, you know, we're spending so much, but nobody is really giving us value.
Mm-hmm.
Nobody really understands what the back end of our wash days look like. And so, I don't know, I felt like Black women had kind of gotten shafted, right? And so rather than what we had been getting, the least, I wanted to give us the most, right? Mm-hmm. A really amazing customer experience, a really amazing tailored experience that shows that, you know, our company understands what you go through and what your pain points are.
Nice, nice. So what exactly is The Most?
Yeah, so The Most is a company. We're a hardware company, which is different from the space, right? Most hair companies are kind of in the liquid products game, which is awesome, right? Because I remember 10 years ago when I cut my hair off, there were like no products. Do you remember? Like there was like, I would get olive oil from the grocery store, you know?
And there's another one. I can't remember the name, but it's blue and it's a liquid and that was like really it.
Yes.
I know far,
was it Blue Magic?
Something like that.
We just didn't have a whole lot.
Nope.
You know, a funny story that I tell people sometimes is that like, I was really desperate one time. I was in New York. There weren't any like natural hair care products. And so I had to go back to like the S-curl juice.
Yes.
You know, that yes. like our grandfather.
My father. Mm-hmm. Yep.
And it was so like, everybody was like, what are you doing? But I had to put something in my hair. There's nothing else there. Anyway, mm-hmm. the product game has come a really long way.
It has, especially for curly hair.
Yes, mm-hmm. which is amazing. Yeah. But what we don't have now are tools, right? That's we have tools true. To straighten our hair. Mm-hmm. We have tools to, you know, manipulate our hair into looking something other than what grows out of our hair, mm-hmm. but we, our head, but we don't have tools that let us work with our natural textures easier. That's right. Genius. So we're all sitting here spending mm-hmm. 3 hours, 4 hours plus. I've interviewed women who say that they spend an entire 8 hours in over the course of 2 days
yeah.
every wash day.
Yep.
That's insane. Mm-hmm. And we've just kind of resigned ourselves to this notion that like our hair is always going to be harder. This is just how it is. It's only like that because we haven't been innovating on behalf of ourselves. Right. Wow. So rather than waiting for Procter & Gamble to take us seriously as consumers, mm-hmm. right, I sat down and I drew out some designs and, you know, we built from there. Mm-hmm. And now we're launching our, you know, featured product, mm-hmm. The Most Mint.
Nice.
And, you know, for your listeners, right, it's kind of difficult to mm-hmm. explain. I can explain it, but it's much easier with the visual. Mm-hmm. So if you guys would like to take a look, you can go to www.themostcurls.com to check out our design.
I did see the design and I was like, this is cool. It detangles, it hydrates, and it also straightens.
It doesn't straighten.
Okay.
It doesn't straighten.
Yeah. But it detangles
mm-hmm.
and hydrates. So how did you come up with that? Like,
so initially, I mean, I just sat and thought to myself, like, if I had a magic wand mm-hmm. and like I could solve one problem in my like hair routine, what mm-hmm. would it be, right? Mm-hmm. And it kept coming back to that issue of detangling and applying products. Yes. And I realized that those were all manual processes. We don't mm-hmm. have tools for those just
That's
yet.
That's true.
And so, you know, that was just me, right? Mm-hmm. I went out to my friends and to my family, and then I started putting out surveys on social mm-hmm. media to see what other people thought.
Mm-hmm.
And it was very clear that the consistent thread was the detangling part was mm-hmm. a pain. The product application part was a pain. And people felt really kind of frustrated and anxiety ridden yep. over those two pieces. So I was like, all right, how do we solve that? Like, what would a tool that solved those problems mm-hmm. look like? And so I just really thought really critically about it. And I drew a really rudimentary drawing.
Mm-hmm.
And from that drawing, I was like, okay, how could I build this? Right. So I went to CVS
mm-hmm.
and I picked up like 10 different brushes, two yeah. versions, two copies mm-hmm. of 10 different brushes, right. To kind of play with the detangling function.
Mm-hmm.
And then I went to Ace Hardware down the street. And I know. And I got like hinges and soldering irons and glue guns and wire and just all kinds of just and springs and just all kinds of little things to see if I could put this together. And I cobbled together this very rudimentary prototype, right?
Mm-hmm.
And I tried it on my hair, and obviously it's a mess, right? The glue spilling out everywhere. It's a mess, but there was something there, right? I started to see the potential efficacies. But I realized that in order for this to really be useful, it would have to be kind of manufactured and engineered. And that's when we started finding industrial designers and, you know, engineers and prototyping facilities to help us actually build it.
So your whole process is genius. So I want to know what really sparked it, because a lot of people, you know, they'll sit on these ideas and, you know, they always try to figure out how to get started. So mm-hmm. I feel like, literally, like, how did you know to go to CVS to,
uh-huh.
to like find those different tools to then Ace Hardware to uh-huh. like put those together? Like, what sparked all that?
Girl, I don't know.
Mm-hmm.
I can tell you that what, like, the night that it happened, mm-hmm. I was watching Shark Tank, super cliche.
Right.
But I'm watching Shark Tank, and there was this white woman with this gorgeous, gorgeous auburn, thick black or brown hair. Mm-hmm. And she wanted easier curls, mm-hmm. right? And so she went to sewing school. She was mm-hmm. an ophthalmologist, but she went to sewing school and she figured out how to sew these curlers together.
Mm-hmm.
And she had been to market when she got on Shark Tank. I think she said something like a year mm-hmm. and she had made like $8 million or something. Mm-hmm. And I was like, what? Like,
yeah.
And what really floored me about that was that the curlers she made, she basically did just a tiny, tiny, tiny tweak on curlers that had already been out on the market. And I thought to myself, if she can do that, we can make something really efficacious for us, yes. right? Mm-hmm. And so I don't know. Maybe it was the influence of like watching her like mm-hmm. go to sewing school and figure it out.
Yeah.
But somehow or another, I figured, okay, let's, you know, figure out how we can make at least a rudimentary prototype of that.
Yeah.
I don't know like
yeah.
exactly what led me to CVS and Ace Hardware, mm-hmm. but that's where I ended
but
up.
It, and it worked.
Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah.
And then, you know, the other side of this was... my boyfriend.
Mm-hmm.
I had been trying to figure out the industrial engineering piece, mm-hmm. and I couldn't. I couldn't find them. I didn't know where to find them. And he kind of helped me mm-hmm. Get on the right track.
Nice.
And the lesson for me from that, I'm mm-hmm. sorry, the lesson for me about that was, you know, you can't do this alone. You mm-hmm. have to ask for help.
That part. Mm-hmm. That mm-hmm. part.
Which is so difficult yes. for me. But mm-hmm. as, I mean, right now we're launching in less than a month, right? Mm-hmm. And it was so difficult for me to reach out to friends and family and just yeah. say, I need help. Yes. I can't do this by myself.
Yes.
But once I did, people just jumped on yep. and like, it's just sped the process up mm-hmm. exponentially.
Yeah. Yeah. Dope. Okay. So I want to double back a little bit because you went from the legal industry or background yeah. to yeah. now entrepreneurship.
Yeah.
What was that switch like and how do you feel about entrepreneurship?
Yes. I mean, I'm going to answer your last question first. Mm-hmm. I love
yes,
entrepreneurship.
Me too.
I know.
Me too. Yes.
I mean, the freedom is just amazing. Yes. The creativity yes. is amazing. It's yes. so fun.
Mm-hmm.
It's hard work.
Oh God, don't leave that part out.
Right. Right. But it doesn't even, you know what? I spend my days, sometimes we were like, you need to take a break. I don't even want to take
nope.
a break. I do need to take mm-hmm. a break, but I don't even want to because I'm just having so much fun.
Mm-hmm.
It's hard work and my body gets tired. Right now, today, my body was like, you know what? Maybe don't do that workout this morning.
Yep. Yeah.
Because you can't really handle it, but like, it's just been a joy.
Mm-hmm.
So your first question was about the switch from mm-hmm. the legal industry to entrepreneurship, and it was gradual for
okay.
me. You know, so while I was at the firm, so let's back up even further.
Mm-hmm.
So before I went to law school, I was trying to decide between an MBA and, you know, going to law school,
mm-hmm.
and I did a little pre-MBA program at Dartmouth at their Tuck School of Business. They have awesome, awesome
nice.
Programs for people who are like thinking mm-hmm. about entrepreneurship or an MBA.
Mm-hmm.
And so I did a program there and I ended up going to law school, but the business bug never really left. And so, you know, note that when I came back into law firms, I wasn't practicing.
Mm-hmm.
I was on the business side of the mm-hmm. law firm, which was fascinating to me.
Yeah.
And so that was like the first step into it, right? Like I was on the business side of the law firm. So some of the business operations that I'm performing now, I kind of got the stage
yeah.
set
mm-hmm. yeah.
back in that career.
Mm-hmm.
And then from the law firm, I, you know, had started to delve into real estate and real estate investing. And that was, you know, sticking my toe in a little bit deeper. And then, you know, once I started doing real estate full time, then I stuck my whole foot in. And then, you know, once I started going to these entrepreneurship groups and learned about startups and just really fell in love with the culture
mm-hmm.
and the ethos behind like solving a real problem in the
yeah.
world, that's when I just jumped in.
Yep. Yep. Mm-hmm. Super dope. So going back to your tool, because I'm over here thinking, I'm like, oh my God, I could use this on my son's hair. He
yes.
hates combing his hair, okay?
Yes.
He hates it so bad that he has literally formed free locks in his hair. I'm like, okay, you're gonna let it rock.
Go with it.
Right. But the detangling part, he like despise.
Yeah.
And then we have to then like, you know, put in the product and then we got to scrunch it a certain
yeah.
way. And then we got to like, okay, don't rough it up too much.
Right.
It is definitely a task. So I get it.
Yes.
So this, I'm excited for it to see how it all really comes together and get it going and working.
Yes.
So as moms, we tend to put ourselves last on our to-do list.
Mm-hmm.
How can your tool the most help us prioritize our self-care when it comes to our hair?
Yes, girl. Okay. So one of the reasons that, honestly, one of the conversations when I first started this that
mm-hmm.
made me say, all right, I'm really going to put all of my like money and time into this. I had a conversation with this one woman. She has two kids. Mm-hmm. I think she was a lawyer. Mm-hmm. Crazy career, crazy, you know, work-life balance. Mm-hmm. And she told me that she has natural hair. And she told me that she can only wash her hair once every month to once every 6 weeks.
Wow.
Because the rest of that time, mm-hmm. she's taking care of her kids' hair. Mm-hmm. And she just doesn't have... She's one of those people who takes a really, really long time. She needs, like, 2 days, 1 day of deep conditioning, and then she does the product application. And, you know, that to me just really hit me hard because I haven't experienced that.
Mm-hmm.
But I've definitely, like, sacrificed hygiene
yeah.
for my hair, right? Mm-hmm. I've definitely said, you know, I just don't have time. My hair's just going to have to be dirty for another couple
That's
of days.
That's so true.
You know? Mm-hmm. Like, and we do it all the time.
All the time.
And it's not something that we really talk about, but every Black woman mm-hmm. knows about this, yeah. right? And... You know, that just really hit me that Black women are out here sacrificing basic hygiene mm-hmm. because the market doesn't respond to their needs. That's unacceptable.
Wow. Mm-hmm.
Completely unacceptable. Mm-hmm. And, you know, I'm just tired. We got to settle for so much in so many ways. You know, if I can make this one thing a little bit easier for us, mm-hmm. I'd like to. So yeah, you know, that was the real conversation that really kind of sparked that we need to make this happen. I yeah. want moms, especially, right? Like, mm-hmm. 'cause you're taking care of somebody else's whole life. And you should be able to take care of your basic needs
yes,
too.
I agree.
Yeah.
Definitely.
And you know, mommy is just like everybody else. We want to feel pretty.
Exactly. Right? 'Cause you know, once our hair looks good,
that's
we
right.
feel super
you can
good.
Come into the
exactly.
world. Yes.
Yes. So I like to ask, you know, all, our business owners or entrepreneurs this question. How do you prioritize your self-care?
Do I?
I hope so. Because, you know, usually it was one point where I used to ask, how do you balance it all, right? Mm-hmm. Between, well, usually it's with moms, with motherhood and business and, you know, yourself as well. But with you having so much on your plate and mm-hmm. have done so much, how do you prioritize your time?
Well, there are a few things. There are a couple things that are non-negotiable mm-hmm. for me. At least four times, maybe five times a week, I am in ballet class.
Nice.
That is my workout.
Mm-hmm.
That is my therapy. That is my time to focus on me solely and what's going on in my body and what needs maybe a little bit of massaging and a mm-hmm. little bit of care. Ballet is a big part of that.
Nice.
And it's really kind of a symbiotic relationship, right? Because, you know, I go to these ballet classes. They're an hour and a half, but mm-hmm. there's prep beforehand, prep after. So they are kind of time consuming.
Mm-hmm.
But getting caffeinated for ballet classes and getting stretched out
mm-hmm.
and, you know, making my, just, you know, working up a little bit of a sweat and getting mm-hmm. just a little winded, right? Like, all of that energizes me for the day to come.
Nice.
So it gets me, yeah, I'm taking time out of my day for these classes, but it also gets me ready to perform mm-hmm. for the rest of the day and to perform at a high level.
Sets the tone.
It does.
Yeah.
It very much sets the tone.
Yeah.
So that's one thing. And then, you know, aside from ballet, honestly, for the past 6 months, I've just gotten back into ballet in September.
Wow.
But since April,
mm-hmm.
I went to maybe two classes.
Mm-hmm.
I just too much going on. And the stark difference from August to September mm-hmm. in my stress, my overall health, my centeredness mm-hmm. is really, really obvious and palpable.
Mm-hmm.
So that's one way that I prioritize my self-care. I think another way, and this is recent,
mm-hmm.
But for my birthday, or a couple weeks before my birthday, I took a few days and I went to a spa out in Virginia. Salamander Spa in Middleburg, Virginia, owned by a Black woman,
yes.
Sheila Johnson.
Yes.
She is the GOAT.
Yes.
But I, you know, went out there and I felt so guilty,
mm-hmm.
like enjoying myself and relaxing, but it energized me for weeks afterwards.
Yep.
You know?
It's needed.
It's really
definitely
needed.
It's important.
Yeah.
Or it, like, you don't even have to be a mother. Fathers need it too. Everybody needs
right.
that time for themselves.
That's right.
Definitely agree.
And, you know, I just felt like I'm working so hard for the people on my team, right? Because
mm-hmm.
as you know, right,
mm-hmm.
as a CEO, your job is to work for everybody else
yes.
And make sure that you're responding to their needs and getting them what they need to do their jobs. and paying people out of your pocket when you're not getting paid.
Right.
So the least I could do is, you know, take a little bit of time for myself.
Yep. Mm-hmm. Definitely agree. So thank you so much. But tell us where we can learn more, find out more about The Most when it does launch and, you know, when it's available.
Yes. Yeah. So The Most Mint is launching on October 25th.
Wow.
Yes. Yes. It's coming up. And basically what we're doing, we are taking pre-orders because this is an expensive process. Mm-hmm. I'm not P&G. I'm not Procter & Gamble. And so what we're doing is we're taking pre-orders so that we can manufacture it. So I've done all the work to engineer it and to get the prototypes ready. But in order to get this to your door, we've got to get a certain number of sales. And so we're launching those pre-sales on October 25th. You can go to our website, www.themostcurls.com, to sign up. And by signing up, you'll see all of the alerts. You'll get all of the discounts for the kind of pre-sale process.
Okay.
But also on our website, you can find our links and our videos and our images so that you can really understand what we're doing here. There's a lot more about the vision and kind of what we're planning to build for Black women and on behalf of Black women.
Nice.
And then also you can follow us on IG at The Most Curls. You can follow us on Twitter at The Most Curls. And let's see, I think I'm on LinkedIn at Dawn Does The Most.
Oh, that's cute.
And my website is also www.dawndoesthemost.com.
Nice. Well, thank you so much, Dawn, for talking to me, sharing your story, and blessings on launching and all of the above.
Thank you so much for having me.
Yes, you're welcome.
Thank you so much for tuning in to Mommy Matters, The Wind Down. If you haven't already, head on over to Apple Podcasts, subscribe, rate, and review. Don't forget to like us on Facebook at Mommy Matters with an extra S. Follow us on Instagram at _MommyMatters. And don't forget to download our Mommy Matters community app, available in the Apple App Store and in the Google Play Store.